The following is another high school sports presentation on Platte River Radio. Platte River Radio is Central Nebraska's radio home for high school sports. The game gets started in just a few minutes. We'll get you to it. But first, the pregame show. You're listening to Platte River Radio Sports.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning once again, everyone, from the Bob DeBatty Sports Center in Lincoln. Championship Saturday of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament gets ready for game two between Humphrey and Guardian Angel Central Catholic of West Point. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. One final is in the books. Sandy Creek able to win over Minden in the C1 final, 51-45. We'll be back and look at the starting lineups for Game 2 right after this timeout.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Time now for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off for Humphrey, number 12, 6-foot junior, Alyssa Frondorfer, who scores 26 points per game. Number 22, 5'6 senior, Alex Willeen. Number 32, 5'7 junior, Haley Raleigh. Number 34, 5'9 senior, Sharia Frondorfer. And number 50, 5'7 senior, Megan Callwhite. Head coach at Humphrey is Marty Moser, assisted by Candy Hansel. They're 23-4 on the season. They defeated Osceola and Humphrey St. Francis in the sub-districts, Fullerton in the district final, and here at state, they defeated O'Neill St. Mary's and Hitchcock County. For Guardian Angels, number 14, 5'9 junior, Emily Kenobi. Number 20, 5'11 sophomore, Melanie Strotman. Number 22, 5'7 senior, Haley Stoiter. Number 34, 5'9 junior, Annie Niewarner. And number 40, 5'11 junior, Abby Ortmeyer. Head coach of the Guardian Angels Central Catholic Blue Jays is Jerry Strachey, assisted by Kevin Krackemeyer and Sandy Nelson. They are 20-7 on the season, but ranked number one. Humphreys 23-4, ranked number two. Guardian Angels beat Cedar Bluffs and East Butler in the sub-districts. Bancroft Rosalie in the district final. And here at state, they defeated Amherst 54-46 Thursday and then took care of Friends 77-52 yesterday. Shot the ball very poorly against Amherst and were lights out with a 31-point second quarter yesterday. Starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. In consolation games, after three quarters in Class B, Norris 40, Gretna 38. And in C2, Pender 49 and North Platte St. Pat's 36. The C1 final again, Sandy Creek beat Minden 51-45. Guardian Angels will be the home team and wear the white with blue trim. Humphrey, the traveling team, wearing the red uniforms with white trim. The ball is in the air. The opening tip will be controlled by Guardian Angels. They will move from left to right, and Humphrey from right to left along your radio dial. Humphrey, first ever trip to the state finals for Humphrey High in their sixth trip. It always used to be St. Francis. Now it's Humphrey High. Blue Jays, of course, they are a power of the state's longest winning streak. Not going on right now, but still hold that as the first shot of the game is no good, and Megan Callwhite will get the rebound here for Humphrey off the miss scoop shot for the Blue Jays. Driving in, Frondorfer kicks it into the right-hand corner. Jumper is on the way. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Wallin, and they'll get it underneath, kick it back out, and the jumper is good. So Humphrey on the board. First bucket by Wallin. Makes it 2-0 Humphrey. And at the other end, driving in, the ball knocked out of the hands and off the leg of Abby Ortmeier. And Humphrey creates the turnover. As you can tell, the Humphrey fans are behind us. Guardian Angel on the far side. Abby Ortmeier is their leading scorer at 15 a ball game. Emily Kenobi gets them about 10. Humphrey against some pressure. We'll get it across, and this is Alyssa Frondorfer. She's incredible. Kicks it to the right-hand corner. Jumper is on the way. Off the iron that time by Raleigh. Rebound is brought down by Humphrey, but is going to be over the back on Callwhite. Or will it be elsewhere? Looks like they're going to call it on Shariah Frondorfer. That'll be her first. And the first team foul on Humphrey. So your D1 final underway here on the ESPN Superstation. Man-to-man by Humphrey. Three-pointer on the way by Kenobi. It's through there. Emily Kenobi. And it's 3-2, Blue Jays with the lead here with 6:40 to go in the first quarter. Long pass through the hands of Humphrey's Megan Callwhite, and out of bounds it goes. Turnover number one here for the Bulldogs. And it'll be Blue Jay basketball. Again, when we watched the game against Amherst on Thursday morning to start the tournament at 9 a.m., Amherst got down by 9 early. It was 9-2, then 20-11. Then they tied the game right before half, and it was a battle the rest of the way. Here a foul will be called as Ortmeier takes it to the hoop. She wasn't able to do that quite as much in the first game against Amherst as she was battling against Shelby Hemmen, the All-Stater. And Frondorfer gets her second foul, so Shreya, who averages about 6 points a game, is trying to guard Ortmeier, and she's been called for two fouls in 90 seconds. And Ortmeier will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. The first one spins out, no good. So checking in for Humphrey High, Ellie Geyer. And second free throw now coming up. Geyer gets you about 4 points, two boards a game. Humphrey averages 57 points a game, gives up 40. Guardian Angels averages 62 and gives up 42. Second free throw is good, so Ortmeier gets 1-2, and it is 4-2 here, Blue Jays, against the pressure, and they have a great zone trap, able to get the ball across the timeline here. Now Humphrey will slow it up to Geyer. Geyer brings it to the top of the circle, forced to go right, get it into the hands of Callwhite. Ball knocked off the leg there of Raleigh. Now a loose ball, and it's run down at midcourt, and standing on the midcourt line was Wallin. Didn't realize it, an over-and-back call against Humphrey High. So Guardian Angels will get the ball back here. Guardian Angels won the state championship four straight years from 02 to 05. Then Ravenna beat them in the 06 title game. Those were all in C2, though. Now they're in D1. Ortmeier for three. It's off the iron, no good. Fight for the ball. It's tapped out into the hands of Melanie Strotman. They'll go back to Ortmeier, left side. She drives the hoop, draws the contact, and is called for the charge. Taking the charge that time was Raleigh. And Ortmeier has went to the hoop every time she's got the ball. Fouled twice, and that time called for the charge. So Humphrey to throw it in against the 1-2-2 zone trap. And they'll dump it deep into the corner, right what they want them to do. But Humphrey gets out of there quickly and gets it to Frondorfer. Alyssa into the front court, drives to the top of the circle. Bounce pass to the baseline to Callwhite. She's trapped, dropped the ball, slips, falls down, and travel is called. Megan didn't have anywhere to go there. She was double-teamed on the baseline, and as she looked for somewhere to throw it, she slipped and fell to the floor. That's the third turnover here in the first 2.5 minutes on Humphrey. 4-2, Guardian Angels. Ortmeier with the ball up top. This is the Blue Jays' first final appearance since that 06. Three-pointer on the way, no good by Kenobi, who hit one early. Offensive rebound brought down by Strotman. It's knocked out of her hands by Geyer. The officials will confer and give the ball to Guardian Angels. Throwing it in will be Melanie Strotman. Trotman looks inside. There's the high lob. Short jumper is off the iron. No good by Knee Warner. And the rebound. Tackle falling out of bounds. Give it to Guardian Angels. Rondorfer got hit to the ground there and lost control of the basketball, if she ever had it. She was battling for it and couldn't finish it off. So the Blue Jays get another opportunity here. Take it out in front of the Humphrey bench. Go up top to Ginobili. One dribble into the paint. Knee Warner. Left-hand turnaround. Blocked out of there. Shot blocked by Janelle Krings of Humphrey. And the ball is loose. We're going to get a tie-up. I think I missaw the number. That was not Krings that blocked the shot. That was instead Wallin that blocked the shot. And on the jump ball, it will come over to Humphrey. And checking in for Guardian Angels is Krista Fisher. On Thursday, Coach Strachey used a few girls. He'll bring them in. You'll see Jenny Kenobi later on, maybe Jordan Hagedorn. Right now, Humphrey playing in their first final. Throws it away in the backcourt. Fourth turnover, and the ball then goes off a leg and out of bounds. And it'll go right back over to Humphrey. Kind of the same story as we had in the last game. Minden made their eighth trip to state and first trip to the final, and had to play the power in Sandy Creek, who was in the final for the 12th time. Here, you've got West Point Central Catholic in the final for the sixth time in 16 tries. And for Humphrey, they're going to call a timeout here. They're in their first state final in six tries. Timeout on the floor by Humphrey with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Guardian Angels 4, Humphrey 2. You're listening to the state finals brought to you by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer here on ESPN.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
With our producer engineer, Jeff Babel, and I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Game two of Championship Saturday in girls state basketball. It is 4-2 Guardian Angels in the D1 final, leading Humphrey, who has the ball out of the timeout. Trying to find a way to get Frondorfer open. She has not got a shot away yet in this basketball game. High post, they'll get it to Callwhite. Callwhite bounce pass to the low block, and a foul on Ortmeier. That's her second, running right over the top of Raleigh. And Haley will go to the line to shoot two free throws. .427 to go here. 4-2 Blue Jays, a chance to tie it up for Haley Raleigh. First free throws of the game for Humphrey. It's on the way and in. And checking into the ball game now for Guardian Angels is going to be Jenny Kenobi. She's a 6-foot freshman, gets about 5.5 points a game, 3 boards. And the second free throw now for Haley Raleigh on the way, and that is too strong. Rebound comes down to Jenny Kenobi, who just checked in, and here comes Guardian Angels, leading at 4-3 with 4:20 to go in the first quarter of the D1 final. Across the timeline, they get it inside to Kenobi. She's fouled. It's pretty obvious what the Blue Jays want to do. They want to take it inside against a predominantly shorter Humphrey ball club. Goes on number 10, L.A. Geyer, her first, the team's third. And at the line will be Jenny Kenobi to shoot two. First free throw is on the way, and it's off the front of the iron, no good. Coming into the ball game now for Guardian Angels, Jordan Hagedorn. Haley Stoiter checks back in. And the second free throw on the way. Sets on the rim, falls off, no good. Rebound brought down by Caldwell on the baseline. Gives it off to Wallin. Wallin brings it into the front court. Fast break goes through the hands of Raleigh and turned over. Picking up the loose ball that time was Strotman. Outlet pass into the front court. Kenobi's open underneath. They get it to her and she'll score. Jenny with the first 2-point bucket of the ball game for Guardian Angels, and they lead it by a score of 6-3. Across the timeline they come, trying to find Frondorfer. Kick it off into the hands of Callwhite. She shuffled the feet, and Humphrey maybe showing some nerves here in the first quarter of their first state final, as they have turned it over 6 times, and we have barely played 4 minutes. Humphrey was here three straight years from 08 to 2010. Missed out last year. Little turnaround jumper on the block. A foul will be called as Knee Warner will go to the line. And two free throws coming up for Annie. Foul is on Megan Callwhite, her first. Now, of course, Humphrey was pretty darn good there in those 2008-2009 years. They got out of the first round but could never get to the finals as the free throw was up and in. They won their first game all 3 years but then got beat in the semifinals. They came in as the favorite against Kennesaw back in 2010 and had to go overtime and eventually finished fourth to Silver Lake in that consolation game. They beat Meridian, Juanita Palisade, and Kennesaw, then lost to Pope John, Bancroft, Rosalie, and East Butler in three straight semifinals. Second free throw is up, and it is in for Knee Warner. She hits them both, makes it 8-3, a five-point lead here for Guardian Angels. Full court pressure, broke this time. Waleen fires it over to Desiree Hansel and goes through her hands and out of bounds. So Hansel came in, Amber Meyer came in, Frondorfer's still out there. Also still out there is Waleen for Humphrey High and Ellie Geyer. Now Guardian Angels has the ball. But they're only up 8-3, considering that Humphrey has 7 turnovers. A 5-point deficit isn't too bad. Guardian Angels sets up for a 3. Strotman hits it. Melody Strotman off the pick actually had time to reset the ball in her hands and then fired away. Up the floor, here comes Geyer. Geyer stops, kicks it into the left-hand corner. Try to get it on the baseline to Geyer. She's trapped, and finally a foul will be called. This is on Annie Knee Warner, her first and the team's third. Humphrey High had Bennett State in 84 and 86 and then had that long absence of 22 years. Now it is Guardian Angels playing defense. Finally get it to Frondorfer, and we've got a whistle and a 3-second call on Humphrey. Turnover number 8 on the Bulldogs. So they're struggling a little bit here. Humphrey with 4 losses to Lindsay Holy Family, Pender, Howells, and Elkhorn Valley. Elkhorn Valley was in the D2 tournament. Howells in the D2 tournament. Ooh, a foul at the other end. Not called. Ending up on the ground after making the steal is Amber Meyer. And Kenobi might have knocked her to the ground. They're letting them play. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Guardian Angels. 9 turnovers on Humphrey. And the coat has been taken off by Humphrey coach Marty Mosier. A little frustrating here for the Bulldogs. They can't get anything going with all the turnovers. And Guardian Angels will take it in at midcourt. Get it to Haley Stoiter. Coming into the right-hand corner to Strotman. Reverse it back up top to Kenobi. Playing catch around the perimeter, trying to post up Kenobi inside or on the far side, possibly Knee Warner against this Humphrey zone. Zoning it up here, 2-3, and the Blue Jays have to back it back out. Strotman gets it up top, now into the point post, taken away from Knee Warner. A quick whistle for a jump, and the arrow points the way at Guardian Angels, so they'll maintain possession as Humphrey was ready to head to the other way on what would have been a 2-on-1 break. Guardian Angels is 3 of 8 at the field, and Humphrey has only taken 3 shots altogether, made 1 of them. Left-hand corner, Kenobi for the 3. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound comes out long to Frondorfer. Alyssa trying to sprint to the other end, puts it up. Contact, no whistle. Rebound brought down on the miss by Jenny Kenobi with 1:50 to go here in the first quarter of play. And another inside pass to Jenny. Back outside, 3-pointer on the way, and this one from Emily Kenobi is no good. Offensive rebound run down in the right-hand corner by Strotman. Now they fire it back to her underneath, and it goes through her hands. She dropped the ball, and then she commits a foul as it was stolen away by Hansel. And for Jenny Kenobi, her first foul of the team's 4th. We have 1:35 to go here in the first quarter of play, and it is 11-3 in favor of Guardian Angels. Of course, West Point Central Catholic, what they've been known as, making their 16th trip to state, won it all in 2011, and now trying to do some, or took third in 2011, excuse me, because they lost to Pender, beat Chambers Wheeler Central from that third place game. They last won the championship in 2006, but they have been here every single year since 98. Jumper on the right wing, 4-3, and Frondorfer finally gets something going here for Humphrey High, her first bucket of the ball game, and it's 11-6. Blue Jays' lead has been cut to 5. 1:15 to go here in the first quarter of play. Blue Jay basketball thrown over the top of the zone here. Get it in the hands of Emily Kenobi. Right-hand corner into the ball game is Krista Fisher. Into the post to Knee Warner. Back out top, just moving that ball, trying to move the ball faster than Humphrey can keep up with him. Entry pass to Kenobi, and she is fouled by Amber Meyer. Her first and the team's fifth. 58 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. And it'll be Blue Jay basketball on the baseline. Throwing it in will be Krista Fisher. Fisher gets it into Kenobi on the low block. Double team. Kicks it out to Stoiter. Back over to the right side. Three-pointer. Fisher is up and it is in. Krista Fisher hits a three. So everybody getting involved here. Nobody with more than one bucket in the first quarter for the Blue Jays. And now they steal it on the pressure. Get it underneath to Jenny Kenobi. She'll lay it up and in. It is 16-6. The pressure is hurting Humphrey. With the basketball is Sharia Frondorfer, who had two early fouls. They get her back in there, and she'll be fouled on the pressure by Krista Fisher. Her first and the team's fifth. And it will be 30 seconds on the clock here for Frondorfer to get the ball into the front court for Humphrey. Brings it to the high post. Stops, puts the jumper up from 15 and hit it. So Alyssa with back-to-back buckets. 16-8, 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. Up the floor with it is Hagedorn. Long outlet pass, stolen away. What a steal by Sharia Frondorfer to the other end. Pulling up for the long-range jumper is Alyssa Frondorfer. It doesn't go. Offensive putback, no. Second chance, no. And finally, a foul. Sharia Frondorfer will go to the line and shoot two. So after a nice run there by the Blue Jays, Humphrey trying to end the quarter on a run of their own. Getting a three, a two, a steal, and now a chance at a pair of free throws. And the foul is going to be called on the Blue Jays. We'll see who they call that one on as the free throw is up and sitting on her rim and in for Sharia Frondorfer. She averages about 6 points a ball game. Willeen is at 7 points, and she's the second leading scorer behind Alyssa Frondorfer's 25.7 per game average. 3.4 remaining on the clock. Second free throw for Sharia Frondorfer is in. Let's see if Guardian Angels can get any kind of a long-range shot. They should. They get it to Hagedorn from midcourt. She lets it fly, and that is it. We are at the end of one quarter of the D1 State Championship game. Guardian Angels, Central Catholic 16, and Humphrey High 10. The state tournament on ESPN Radio is brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeges, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. We are at the end of the first quarter of play. That is 16-10, Guardian Angels. Humphrey will get the ball to start the second quarter. Jenny Kenobi, 4 points, leads Guardian Angels. 5 points for Alyssa Frondorfer for Humphrey High. But 10 turnovers in the first quarter on Humphrey, 6 for Guardian Angels. So the teams giving each other plenty of opportunities as Frondorfer has the ball, lobs it to the baseline and overthrows her teammate, Haley Raleigh. In other basketball, the consolation games had a high-scoring one in Class C2, Pender 66, and North Platte St. Pat's 58. And that was after St. Pat's was held to 30 yesterday. Blue Jay basketball here leading it by 6. Right-hand corner to Strotman, get it to the high post, and Kneewarner throws it down low to Ortmeyer, back out to Kenobi for 3. Emily's shot no good. They're 3 of 8 from the outside. Rebound Kneewarner to Ortmeyer, who walked. Travel called on Guardian Angels. And remember, Ortmeyer has 2 fouls for Guardian Angels, and Shreya Frondorfer has 2 for Humphrey. I would imagine both teams would love to take it at that defender and get the third. Let's see if that's the case. Shreya Frondorfer only played about a minute in that first quarter because of those fouls. She has it on the right side, kicks it into the corner to Raleigh. Raleigh trying to stay out of the trap, has the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. In other basketball today, the third place game in Class B comes down to the wire. Gretna 51, Norris 50, the final in that consolation game. 2 more games will begin at 12 noon. In Classes A and C1. Tell you more about that at the half. Right now, Shreya Frondorfer gets loose in the paint. She's fouled. She'll go to the line. She's 2 of 2 at the line. 3 of 4 at the line for Humphrey. 3 of 6 in the first quarter for Guardian Angels. Foul is on Melody Strotman. That's her second. And it is the 7th team foul. And the free throw is up, and it is no good. Second free throw will be on the way, but first Jenny Kenobi and Krista Fisher check in. Looks like a Guardian Angels a much deeper bench than Humphrey. We knew they had a deep bench. They've shown that throughout the season and the state tournament. Second free throw for Shreya Frondorfer on the way, and that's good. So she'll get 1 of 2, and the Blue Jays lead is now down to 5 at 16-11. And it will be West Point basketball. Up top, Emily Kenobi. Looking for Ortmeyer, left corner, not there. Goes to the right-hand wing, into the hands of Stoiter. Now gets it to Fisher. She'll try the 3. That's way off the mark. And gets into the hands of Wally. Alex will push the ball up the floor with a left-hand dribble. Onto the wing to Frondorfer. Shreya gets it inside to Alyssa. Fadeaway jumper from 8. Won't go. 2 offensive teammates battle for the rebound. It goes into the hands of Call White. Can't get it. Gets it again and scores. And it'll make it 16-13. And this lead is cut down to 3. So Humphrey has got something figured out as Ortmeyer fires an 18-footer. The left-hander, no good. Rebound brought down again by Call White. I've got her for 5 so far in a basketball game. Will come the other way into the corner to Frondorfer. And tries to bounce it inside to Call White. It's stolen away by Kenobi. And they'll get Call White for her 2nd foul. That is the 6th team foul. And back into the ball game for Guardian Angels is Annie Kneewarner. State tournament action on ESPN Radio is brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. 5:45 to go here in the 2nd quarter. Guardian Angels 16, Humphrey 11. Fisher right corner for another 3. That's good. First bucket of the 2nd quarter here for Guardian Angels. The 2nd 3 of the game for Fisher. And it's 19-13. Outlet pass gets into the front court to Raleigh. Raleigh looks to kick it back to the trailer in Wallin. Into the corner to Shreya Frondorfer. Frondorfer trying to get around Fisher. Couple of dribbles. Gets it inside. Call White's open. 7-footer, though, is missed. She was wide open. Couldn't get it to go. And Fisher will grab the rebound here for the Blue Jays. Up the floor to Kenobi. Stops the top of the key and takes it back out to Stoiter. Back over to Kenobi. Fires it down to the baseline. Ortmeyer tries to make some room. And a foul called on Humphrey. Wow. Ortmeyer had nowhere to go. And as she tried to come back into the lane, they call the foul. Megan Callwhite, and that is her 3rd. That is a tough call against the Humphrey High Bulldogs. And at the line to shoot the 1-1 will be Abby Ortmeyer. She has just 1 point in the game. And she is their leading scorer at 15 per ball game. And the free throw is on the way, and it's good, so she'll get the bonus. 20-13. Blue Jays have scored four in a row here. A three by Fisher and that free throw by Ortmeier. Takes the lead up to seven with 5:07 to go here in the first half. Second free throw is on the way, and that one sits on the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed by Raleigh of Humphrey. And up the floor they come. Ellie Geyer back into the ball game, gets the ball across the timeline, but then they stop and hand it off to Frondorfer, and she's going to be fouled. Trying to trap her. Blocking foul will send her to the free throw line for a 1-1 as both teams are in the bonus. It's going to go against Emily Kenobi, her first. And Frondorfer makes her first trip to the line. She hit a 3 and a 2 late in that first quarter to finally get some offense going for the Bulldogs. And at the line to shoot the 1-1, the first free throw is on the way, and it is good. 20-14, don't forget at half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the first half stats, recap the opening game of the day, which Sandy Creek won over Minden 51-45. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Alyssa Frondorfer hits them both, and it's 20-15. Guardian Angels, who looked like they were going to run away with this one to start things off. It's not happening yet. Humphrey has picked itself up off the mat as Ortmeier gets it inside and gets her first bucket of the ball game. So good lob, and the lefty went up, got it with one hand, and scored. 22-15, the lead up to 7. With it is Geyer. Against that pressure, she'll get it into the hands of Alexa Wallin. And as she's trapped in the backcourt, they call a travel. That is 12 on Humphrey High. 7 on Guardian Angels. And the Blue Jays will throw it in here at midcourt. Again, you're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Jeff Babel with you here from the Devaney Center. Game 2 of 6, Class B will be up next, as Seward goes for their fourth state title and 101st consecutive win against Beatrice, the team that gave them their closest game of the year earlier in the regular season. Hagedorn lobs it inside. It goes over the head of Knee Warner and out of bounds. And a Blue Jay turnover. All 6 championship games are here on ESPN Radio. All 6 championship games next Saturday will be on ESPN Radio. Plus, we've got 5 local teams to cover throughout the week on the boys' side. In Minden, Ravenna, Overton, Giltner, and Loomis. High post with it for Humphrey as Alyssa Frondorfer back to the basket, wings it into the left-hand corner, throws it to the cutter on the baseline, shot no good by Meyer, fight for the loose ball, Ortmeier has it, Abby up the floor, wants to run, kicks it on the wing to Fisher, stops at the arc, ball fake, and a travel called on Guardian Angels, number 9 in the turnover department. Blue Jays bring Emily Kenobi in. And a timeout now going to be called by Humphrey. They're having trouble getting the ball in the hoop. They have just one field goal here in the second quarter. And with 3:49 to go in the first half of play, it is Guardian Angels 22, Humphrey 15. You're listening to the state basketball tournament brought to you in part by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
And out of the timeout, Humphrey ball down 22-15 with 3:49 to go in the first half of play. Doug Duda at the Devaney Center in Lincoln, state championship Saturday. Humphrey has trailed the entire way. Guardian Angels shooting the ball fairly well. They're 7 of 17 for 41%, 31% for Humphrey. They're 4 of 13. Frondorfer out on the left wing. They've guarded her well, not letting her get a lot of shots. They'll kick it into the corner, and the jumper by Geyer is a three-pointer that comes up short. And on the rebound, a foul call on Guardian Angels. And you can hear the Humphrey fans liking that one. And that is on Ortmeier. Her third, the leading scorer for Guardian Angels, is in foul trouble. And a 1-1 now for Amber Meyer at the line. And Ortmeier will come out with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. And I imagine that'll be it for her the rest of this first half. So at the line to shoot the 1-1, Abby Meyer. And the first free throw is on the way, and it's good, but wipe it off for a lane violation. Oh, you can't make that mistake, and it just happened there. Meyer, wave off that free throw and give the ball to West Point CC. Now checking back into the ball game will be Strotman for Guardian Angels. Strotman, Stoiter, Jenny Kenobi, along with Emily Kenobi and Annie Niewarner. They have the ball on offense up by 7, 22-15. Niewarner kicks it up top to Kenobi, Jenny to Emily. Swings over to the right side. Strotman fakes the three, drives in, runs into the defender, has to elevate, missed it again. Tries for a third time. We're going to get a jump ball between Strotman. And also in there was Shreya Frondorfer. Arrow points the way of Guardian Angels with 2:56 to go here in the first half. 22-15, Blue Jays leading Humphrey. Stoiter lobs it to the right side. Niewarner right back up top. Kenobi camping in the lane, still in the lane. Now they kick it to her at the high post. Kick it back to the right side. Strotman. Good ball movement here. They lob it into the post. Find Niewarner. She'll put it up. No good. Well defended by Alyssa Frondorfer. And Meyer gets the rebound. Gives it off to Geyer. Geyer runs the floor. Kicks it on the wing to Shreya Frondorfer. Into the paint. There's Alyssa. Short jumper will not go. And the ball knocked away and saved. Emily Kenobi tried not to step on Amber Meyer, who went to the floor, and she did. She saved it. Now they get into the front court to Emily Kenobi. Nothing inside. Out top 4-3. It's on the way. Niewarner. It is no good. And fighting for the loose ball. Stoiter gets it. Stoiter puts it up. Stoiter missed it. It hit the front of the rim. And the rebound brought down by Frondorfer. Outlet pass right wing. Going all the way. Geyer. And just knocking it out of her hands is Annie Niewarner. Humphrey turns it over. Humphrey fans wanted a whistle there. Didn't get it. Now a three by Strutman is off the mark. Doesn't hit anything. And it goes out of bounds. Guardian Angels is 4 of 12 from three-point land here in a basketball game. And Humphrey is 1 of 2. And with 1:48 remaining, back in with three fouls is Megan Callwhite. So Coach Marty Mosier is rolling the dice here by putting her into the game with three fouls in a minute 48. Into Frondorfer, outlet pass into the front court to Wallin. Wallin takes it in, left hand layup good. And Humphrey finally gets off of 15. First bucket, nearly 3 minutes, 22-17. Guardian Angels leads it by five. Into the front court with it is Kenobi. Up top, she'll go to Niewarner, to Strotman. Strotman back to Kenobi. Emily for three. It's off the iron. Will not go. Rebound brought down. Shreya Frondorfer pushes it up the right side to Alyssa. She's got numbers. Takes it into the paint. Pulls up. Draws the foul. She'll go to the line and get two. It's on Melanie Strotman. And if that is where they give it, they're conferring here to see which one of the players to give it to. It would be her third. And it is on Melanie. So Strotman has three. Ortmeier has three. Strotman, 7 points, four boards a game, has hit one three-pointer so far in this contest. And at the line to shoot two, Alyssa Frondorfer. She'll put it up and in. She's now 3 of 3 at the line, has eight of her team's 18 points. But Humphrey clawing back into this one after they were down eight at 16-8. Second free throw now. Frondorfer tries to make it a three-point game. It's on the way, and it's right through there. Good-looking free-throw shooter. It's 22-19. 1:15 to go here in the first half, and bringing the ball up the floor for the Guardian Angel Blue Jays is Jamie Petz, who came in. Up top to Kenobi. Kenobi drives left side of the key, puts it up, no good. Rebound tip. Alyssa Frondorfer has it, and up the floor she comes with a basketball. Under a minute to go. Into the corner, Wallin tries, fires, hit. The bucket is good by Alex Wallin. It's a one-point game, 22-21. Humphrey cuts it to one. Blue Jay basketball at the top of the circle. Get it up top there to Kenobi. to Fisher. To Knee Warner to Pett. 35 seconds. Fisher top of the key for three. Can't get that one to go, but it will be saved on the offensive rebound by Jamie Pett. And then she's going to be fouled with 31 seconds to go. And it's going to be on Ellie Geyer. That'll be her second. At the line to shoot a 1-1 will be Jamie Pett, little 5'5 freshman. Gets a couple points and a rebound a game, and now checking in will be Erica Pribnow. And so Haley Raleigh re-enters for Humphrey. Also coming in is going to be Amber Meyer. Both teams switching in and out, saving some of their starters that might be in foul trouble with 31 seconds to go. 22-21, a 6-0 run by Humphrey to pull within one. And Pett, front end of the 1-1, on the way, and it's good. First point of the game for Jamie Pett, 23-21. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report and our morning report from Fauner Park, so stay with us. As the second free throw is up, and it is in. So Pett hits them both. 24-21, Guardian Angels with the lead. Across the timeline for Humphrey High will be Alyssa Frondorfer. Gives it off to Amber Meyer. Meyer swings it over to Waleen. Looking inside, a lot of pushing and shoving. Goes to the corner to Raleigh. Raleigh back to the basket, 14 seconds to go. Back up top, now it's in Alyssa Frondorfer's hands. She wants it to clear out. They double-team her, bounce pass, knocked away. Jump ball, arrow points the way of Humphrey. So they'll maintain possession with 7 seconds to go here in the quarter. A three would tie it and send us to halftime. Sharia Frondorfer to throw it in. 7.4 to go. Gets it to Alyssa. Swings it right side to Waleen. Waleen with four. Back to Alyssa. About a 30-footer, and it comes up way short and out of bounds. And that's the end of the first half of play in your D1 2012 Girls State Championship game. Guardian Angel Blue Jays of West Point 24 and the Humphrey High Bulldogs in their first ever state final 21. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. But right now, let's send it back to the ESPN studios for your morning update from Fauner Park in Grand Island.
Hello again, everybody. Steve Anderson reporting from Fauner Park in Grand Island for the Platte River Radio Stations. Brought to you by Obermiller Seamless, serving all of central Nebraska. We'll be talking horses as we update you on the 59th consecutive year of live thoroughbred horse racing.
We see it all the time, good people having work done on their home by companies that do not do what they promised. At Obermiller Seamless, we follow through with over 30 years of outstanding service. We have beautified hundreds of homes with seamless steel siding, soffit, fascia, guttering, and energy-efficient windows and doors. You will have the confidence you deserve, plus Obermiller's famous lifetime warranty on workmanship, along with all the other warranties built into our products. No one offers more. Make your home energy-efficient and beautiful with Obermiller Seamless in the white pages under O. Call for a free quote.
Fauner Park COO and track historian Bruce Swihart, who's compiled the thoroughbred record book for the past 32 years, thinks a milestone was recorded on yesterday's 10-race card when trainer Christy Johnson won three consecutive races. Talbot, Doug, and Just Pick Me all were impressive winners, all at the half mile, four furlong distance. I say think because the 59-year history of Fauner Park racing is still being perused this morning for confirmation. At this point, it's been documented that Dave Anderson saddled eight consecutive winners in 2003 over a three-day period, but none have been confirmed as coming back to back to back, as was the case on Friday. Christy Johnson is the wife of Marv Johnson, a perennial stalwart on the Nebraska racing circuit. Marvin's won the Fauner training title 7 of the past 17 years and is one of only two trainers in Fauner history to win 5 races on one card. He's done it twice, the other being Tim Gleason back in 1989. Racing continues today with the $10,000 Bold Accent Stakes, highlighting a 10-race program that sets sail at 1:30 p.m. I like Prospector's Alley Cat, a morning line 10-to-1 shot, to pull the upset in there. This is a 5-year-old mare trained by Joanna Lambert, who should get first run at the early speed. Favorite Spice Swirl and PG New Idea would be no surprise if they get up to win this half-mile event as well.
Live Thoroughbred horse racing continues through the first weekend of May. Stay abreast of all the happenings right here on Platte River Radio. Brought to you by Overmiller Seamless, serving all of central Nebraska. We can't wait to see you at the races.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. That's the half. It is Guardian Angels 24 and Humphrey High 21 in the D1 state final, game two of six today here at the Devaney Center. And in our first game today, we had a dandy. Sandy Creek used a big second quarter, then was able to fight off a Minden fourth quarter rally, actually a third quarter rally that they took to a lead in the fourth quarter. And Sandy Creek wins their 10th state title. Top five all time in the state of Nebraska, 51-45. 18 points of the basketball game for Ashley Harms and Michaela Shaw. So over the postseason, those two hadn't necessarily been clicking together in the same game, but today they did. They both had 18 and were able to provide 36 of the 51 points. And for Minden, Hallie Bauer, 17 points. Jamie Kissinger, 10 points, 12 rebounds. Brooke Kissinger, who had 25 yesterday, was shut out in the first half, got 10 in the second half, which helped Minden come back. But after breaking a C1 tournament record with 7 threes yesterday, she was 0 of 9 from three-point land today. And overall, Minden did hit 5 threes, but none of them came from Brooke Kissinger. And both teams end the year at 22-3, but Sandy Creek will win the state title 51-45. It was their 12th state tournament final, their 10-2 all-time in finals. It was the first-ever trip to the finals for Minden. It's kind of like this game here. Guardian Angels has been to state 16 times, and this is their 6th state final. They had been in 5 in a row from 02 to 06. For Humphrey, this is their 6th trip to state, first time they've ever made it in to the state championship game. Our next game here will be the Class B final as Seward goes for more history. They won their 100th consecutive game last night, second all-time in state tournament or state high school girls history, as they down Norris 45-31. They will play a Beatrice team that gave them their closest game of the year earlier in the season, 43-32. Beatrice beat Gretna yesterday, 47-41. That's our next final here on ESPN. Then the second session begins with the C2 final at 4:30, Crofton and Lutheran High Northeast. Tonight, the Class A final. The top two teams will do battle for the first time this year, Lincoln Southeast and Omaha Central. And the D2 final wraps things up tonight. Defending state champion Why Not is going to take on Howells. And their boys have always been good. Now their girls have been solid the last handful of years. Howells, the defending D1 champion, against the defending D2 champion in the D2 final tonight at 8:30. In consolation games from earlier today, in Class B, it came right down to the wire, and Gretna, a 51-50 win over Norris in Class B. And in Class C2, Pender held off North Platte St. Pat's 66-58. It was St. Pat's first trip to the state tournament. Getting underway here in just a few minutes at 12 noon, the Class A final, Class A consolation at Lincoln Southwest. Papillion La Vista South will take on Bellevue East, and the C1 third place game at Lincoln Southeast between Boone Central and Shadron. Then the Class D consolation games are at 2 o'clock. Friend and Hitchcock County for third place in D1 at Lincoln Southwest. Elkhorn Valley and Lindsay Holy Family at Lincoln Southeast for third place in Class D2. We'll be back and take a look at the first half numbers of our D1 final. Guardian Angels 24, Humphrey High 21. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
It's GMC Truck Month time at Killian Motors of Kearney, and this would be the ideal time for you to check out the best Sierra ever, the 2011 GMC Sierra. If you're a well-qualified buyer, you can get 0% APR for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash allowance and 1 year of Sirius XM satellite radio. For the best selection and huge Truck Month savings, now is the time to get into Killian Motors.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings.
Grand Central, Kearney.
With our producer engineer Jeff Babel, Doug Duda with you here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. Let's take a look at the D1 State Championship first half stats. First of all, for Humphrey, Alyssa Frondorfer leads them with 9 points, 3 rebounds. Alex Willeen, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Haley Raleigh, 1 point, 1 rebound. Sharia Frondorfer has 3 points and 3 rebounds. Megan Callwhite, 2 points, 6 rebounds. Amber Meyer has 2 rebounds in the basketball game. In the first quarter, 6 rebounds, 12 of the second, free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first quarter, 5 of 6 of the second, 3-point shooting for Humphrey, 1 of 1 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second, and turnovers, 10 in the first quarter, and they've given up 3 times in the second. 10 points in the first, 11 in the second at the half, 21 points, 18 rebounds, 8 of 10 from the free throw line, 1 of 3 from 3-point land, 1 block and 13 turnovers for Humphrey. We'll look at Guardian Angels numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers that they have for Guardian Angels. Emily Kenobi, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Melanie Stratman, 3 points, 4 rebounds. All 4 of those rebounds are offensive rebounds. Haley Stoiter, a rebound. Annie Niewarner, 2 points and a rebound. Abby Ortmeyer, 4 points and a rebound. Jamie Petz, 2 points and a rebound. Jenny Kenobi, 4 points, 2 rebounds. And Krista Fisher has hit 2 threes and actually leads the team in scoring here in the final. She averages 4 a game. She's got 6 here in the first half and 1 rebound. 5 rebounds in the first quarter and 8 more in the second quarter. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first, 3 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 3 of 7 in the first, 1 of 7 in the second. And turnovers for Guardian Angels, 6 in the first and 3 in the second. 16 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Guardian Angels has 24 points, 13 rebounds. The official tally gives 3 team rebounds in there, so my book and the official off because we don't give team rebounds. So 16 technically for Guardian Angels. They're 6 of 10 from the free throw line, 4 of 14 from 3-point land, and 9 turnovers. Number 1 Guardian Angels leading number 2 Humphrey at the half, 24-21. But both teams hitting the offensive glass, 8 offensive boards for Guardian Angels and 6 for Humphrey. Shooting the ball, though, Guardian Angels is just 7 of 25. They're shooting 28%. Humphrey not a lot better. They're 6 of 19 for 31.5% in this basketball game. So we'll see how the second half plays out. Fouls also a part of this. 3 fouls on Megan Callwhite for Humphrey High. 2 on Sharia Frondorfer, which came right away. And Ellie Geyer has 2. For Guardian Angels, Melanie Strotman and their leading scorer, Abby Ortmeyer, each have 3. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The Blue Jays of Guardian Angels, 24. Humphrey High, 21. The second half is next on ESPN Radio.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the AlterG anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to AlterG.com. To see a video.
Don't forget, the Nebraska men's basketball team is in action. That game is currently up at Minnesota. And the Nebraska men on the breeze, 94.5 FM today against Minnesota. And then the women will be playing in the Big Ten semifinals coming up later today against Ohio State. Here, Guardian Angels will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, leading it 24-21, seeing if they can score a little bit better. And a carry Now, remember, they turned it over to start the second quarter, and they've turned it over here to start the third quarter. And it gave Humphrey a little bit of window there to get things started on a little bit of a comeback. Minnesota leading Nebraska 29-22 with 6:50 to go in the first half. Left wing with it. Here's the jumper, Wallin. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound comes long. It's still long, and Wallin runs it down, and then her pass is stolen away. Gets it to Ortmeier. Ortmeier to the other end. Layup good. Abby Ortmeier not going to miss that. She has 6 points. 26-21 in favor of Guardian Angels. They've led the whole way. Call White gives it off to Wallin again. Skip pass to Alyssa Frondorfer against a 2-3 zone here. Back in front of us, playing catch with Wallin. Over to Frondorfer. When will she pull the trigger? Thought about it. Now dribbles. Left elbow. 16-footer. No good. Off the mark to Abby Ortmeier. Gets her second rebound. Into the front court, Stoiter. Same starters for both teams out here in the second half. With it on the right wing is going to be Strotman. They leave her alone for the three. She shot, puts it up there. It's no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And the officials discuss that it's off Humphrey High. With 6:49 to go here in the third quarter. 26-21. Guardian Angels leads it here in D1. Earlier, Sandy Creek. 51, Minden 45 in the C1 final. Here's Niewoerner on the low block. She'll lay it up and in. Her first bucket of the ball game to go along with two free throws. And the Blue Jays are quickly up by 7 here to start the third quarter. Up top with it is Frondorfer on the right wing. Off the screen, Callwhite swings it over to Wallin. She'll take the long jumper. It's up. It's in. The 18-footer for Alex Wallin. She has 8 points in the ball game. First bucket of the second half for the Bulldogs. 28-23, Guardian Angels. D1 state final. Emily Kenobi gives it up top to Niewoerner. Swinging into the right-hand corner. Stoiter for three. It's off the back of the iron. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Off Ortmeier. It'll be Humphrey ball. Now, Guardian Angels, they are not afraid to shoot the three ball, as we saw against Amherst when I had them 3 of 29 in that ball game. They're 4 of 16 in this one. 25% from outside the arc, 31% from the game. Now, Frondorfer tries the three. Alyssa's off the mark, no good. Ortmeier trying to save the ball, and she does. Gets it up to Kenobi, and will come the other way. Stoiter, right side of the key, lobs it into the paint. Niewoerner, left hand, off the glass and in. And that's what they want to do, get that ball inside. They tried the whole first quarter. They just pounded it at Humphrey. Then they got away from that a little bit in the second quarter. And now it's 30-23, and it's thrown away, Humphrey. Just as Alyssa Frondorfer started to cut, then Megan Callwhite tried to pass her the ball. And a timeout going to be called here by Humphrey High. They'll have just two remaining. 5:29 to go in the third quarter of play. Guardian Angels 30, Humphrey 23. The D1 state final brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Misco Sports has and we're back here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln, where it's time to get into the next inbounds possession for the Blue Jays of Guardian Angels, leading it by 7. Post up Ortmeier, kick it out, Strotman fakes the 3, drives in, gets bumped, lays it up, it's in. Melody Strotman with 5 points, and the lead is out to 9. That's the largest lead of the game for Guardian Angels at 32-23. Humphrey throws over the pressure, gets it to Wallin, lobs it back over to Frondorfer. High post to Callwhite, double team, bounce pass left wing. Wallin for three is off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, Frondorfer, right block, 6-footer, missed another one. Offensive rebound, Sharia Frondorfer, and they let him strip it out of her hands with Melanie Strotman. They wanted a foul, didn't get it. Now it's stolen away, Wallin, and as she goes in for the layup, a foul will be called on Emily Kenobi, her second. So a lot of action there without a lot of scoring. No, they put it on Strotman, her fourth. So Strotman has 4 and Ortmeier has 3 for Guardian Angels, and we still have 4:46 to go in the third quarter of play. And Wallin at the line to shoot two. She has 8 points. First trip to the line, and the free throw is up and spins out. Now Krista Fisher will come in, who had a solid first half here for Coach Strachey. She's another freshman. This Guardian Angel team isn't going anywhere for a while. They got three solid freshmen they bring off the bench. And, of course, Ortmeyer and Kneewarner and Kenobi, their leading scorers, are all juniors. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Ortmeyer, her fourth. So Humphrey couldn't take advantage that time of the turnover. Fisher on the right wing. Up top to Emily Kenobi, left wing to Stoiter. Stoiter back up top to Ortmeyer. Right side, Fisher all outside the arc. Now to Kneewarner on the right block. Forces her way through, takes the shot, and is over the back trying to get the rebound. Foul on Annie Kneewarner, her second. Alex Wallin filling down her fourth rebound. 4:28 to go here in the third quarter, and Humphrey has scored just 2 points, 32-23. Humphrey gets the ball into the front court to Haley Raleigh. Raleigh, little shove in the back, no call. Up top, the ball gets loose, but run down by Frondorfer. And they have got to get Alyssa a lot more involved in this game as the pass is picked off by Ortmeyer. Ortmeyer headed the other way with a left-handed layup. It's partially tipped. Frondorfer got in there and tipped it. Ball loose. Bodies on the floor. Absolutely no call. And then they call a foul on the shot. And the fans not going to be happy about that. That's worth a replay here. And they don't show the replay where the people are getting knocked to the floor. But there are three kids on the floor. And the foul is on Megan Callwhite, and that's her fourth. And at the line is going to be Stoiter to shoot two. That's the first point of the ball game for Haley Stoiter. It's a 10-point lead, 33-23, and now both teams making multiple substitutions. See if we can get that order set for you. You've got Kneewarner, Stoiter, Hagedorn, Fisher, and Ortmeyer on the floor here for Guardian Angels out of West Point. And the second free throw coming up for Stoiter. On the way, and it is in, so she hits them both. And it's an 11-point lead at 34-23. The Blue Jays on a 10-2 run to start the second half. Checking in Ellie Geyer for Humphrey to Frondorfer to Wallin. Back over to Geyer. And the taller guard's giving Humphrey some problems here. Can't see around him very well. With it is Geyer to the left side. Get it to Frondorfer off a couple of picks. They just won't let her alone. More of a box and one, and she tries to get it inside. The ball tipped away. Turnover number 17 on Humphrey. Sharia Frondorfer, Amber Meyer also out there with Wallin, Geyer, and Alyssa Frondorfer. So the Blue Jays are in a spot here where they could pull away, but tripping is Stoiter, and she travels with the basketball. Not sure what happened there. She was guarded by Frondorfer, but there was no contact. She just kind of stubbed her toe as she tried to make that stutter dribble around her. And that'll be the 11th turnover for Guardian Angels. But Humphrey held the 2 points here in the first 4.5 minutes of the third quarter. Wallin trying to go on Stoiter. She'll knock it out of her hands. Minnesota 34, Nebraska 22 with 3:40 to go in the first half. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Right now, Humphrey basketball needing to find some offense. Geyer, right up on her, is going to be Hagedorn. Swings it back over to Wallin. Wallin, ball fake, drives, has it blocked from behind by Hagedorn. It goes off the glass, and Krista Fisher will pick up the loose ball. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. 34-23, Guardian Angels, Hagedorn. Up to Ortmeyer, the ball got tipped away, and then they're going to call a foul on Humphrey trying to make the steal. Going to go on Wallin. And for Alex, that's her first and the second team foul. Now into the ball game. Here's Jenny Kenobi and Jamie Pence, a pair of freshmen for Coach Strachey. Opportune place to get them into a state tournament game here. And the inbounds to Kenobi. Open 8-footer, but it's in and out, no good. Ball goes off of Fisher and into the hands of Amber Meyer. And Meyer will get it to Wallin, up to Frondorfer. Alyssa, the 6-foot junior, right elbow to the high post, gives it off for Meyer. She'll hit the free throw line jumper, her first bucket of the game, and the first bucket in over 2.5 minutes here for Humphrey. 34-25, Guardian Angels leads it by 9. They quickly get it into Kenobi, left hand, up and in. Boy, these Angels of Guardian Angels sure know how to use that left hand. And Kenobi with 6, and it's 36 to 25. With it is Geyer. Her pass tip, but picked up there by Sharia Frondorfer to Meyer. Swings it over to Willeen. Willeen fires the three, hits the three. Alex Willeen now with a team-high 11 points. And it's 36-28 as Humphrey tries to stay in this game with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. You're listening to KXPN Kearney. KICS Hastings and Guardian Angels throws it away. Outlet pass in the half-court set. Overshot and timeout going to be called here by Guardian Angels as the tide slightly starting to turn. 1:54 to go in the third quarter of your D1 State Championship. Guardian Angels 36, Humphrey 28. The state tournament brought to you in part by Zeke Johnson of Channel Seeds in Hildreth.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Action, and Alex Wallin hits a three-pointer for Humphrey to cut it to five. Now Stoiter tries to answer but misses for Guardian Angels. And Wallin will pull down the rebound. Alex has 8 points here in the third quarter, but the Blue Jays still lead at 36-31. A five-point lead. Frondorfer double-teamed to the right-hand corner. Jump pass up top to Wallin into the corner. They get it to Geyer. Her 14-footer no good, but they got her on the arm. And two free throws coming up for the sophomore, Ellie Geyer. Hasn't scored, gets about 4 points, two boards a game. Abby Ortmeier waiting to check into the contest here. And for Ellie Geyer, if she hits them both, we'll see a three-point game. Humphrey is 8-12 at the line, and so is Guardian Angels, so very balanced from the free throw line. And Geyer with the first free throw up and in. Now Ortmeier checks in, and Jenny Kenobi will check out. 106 to go, third quarter. D1 state title game brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. 36-32, Guardian Angels leads it by four. Up next, Seward-Beatrice, the Class B final. Could see some history one way or the other. And that's why Mike will have the game for you here on ESPN Radio. Free throw is missed. The rebound, Krista Fisher. Into the front court, they go to Emily Kenobi. Swing it over to the right side to Fisher. Hands it off there to Stoiter. Play and catch on the right elbow. The only radio station in Nebraska to bring you every championship here on ESPN. Fisher for three. It will not go. And the rebound brought down by Alyssa Frondorfer. Trying to run the floor, but she's cut off there by Emily Kenobi and finds Willeen out at midcourt. Goes to the top of the key. Now a three by Alyssa Frondorfer, but it's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound. Pulled away. Double dribble. Called on Stoiter. Fourth turnover of the quarter on Guardian Angels. Each team with four turnovers here in the quarter. I've got Guardian Angels 4 of 18 from three-point land. Humphrey 3 of 9. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. And it's Frondorfer dribbling into the right side of that zone defense. Kicks it to Geyer up top. They'll go to Callwhite, who's got four fouls. Inside to Geyer. She'll put up a left-hand runner that skips out no good. Rebound brought down by Ortmeier. Now Guardian Angels outlet with 12 to Emily Kenobi in the front court. She'll go to Stoiter. 8 seconds. Stoiter to Fisher, right side of the key. Back up top, Emily Kenobi for the three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Alyssa Frondorfer. And that is the end of the third quarter of play in your D1 state championship game. Guardian Angels Central Catholic out of West Point leading Humphrey 36-32. The state tournament brought to you by Craig Weeches and Pioneer Seeds.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And the crowds from both schools get ready for the fourth quarter. It'll be Humphrey basketball trailing Guardian Angels 36-32 here at the Devaney Center in the D1 final earlier today. Sandy Creek won the C1 final over Minden, 51-45, scoring the last 7 points of that game. 18 points each for Michaela Shaw and Ashley Harms. Minden got 17 from Hallie Bauer. Jamie Kissinger, 10 points, 12 rebounds, and Brooke Kissinger had 10 as well. Up next, Beatrice Seward here on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. At half, the Minnesota men leading Nebraska 38-30 in the final regular season game of the season. In the Big Ten tournament for the Huskers. And immediately, Humphrey loses the ball, their 18th turnover of the game, not the way that they wanted to start this fourth quarter. The Blue Jays had the ball to start the second and third and turned it over. Now they get it to Knee Warner, down to the low block, turnaround jumper this time with a right hand off the glass and in. 38-32, the Blue Jays. Humphrey had the first bucket of the ball game. That has been their only lead. Down low, they try to find Alyssa Frondorfer. She's guarded, kick it out to Woleen. Free throw line jumper is good. Excuse me, that was Raleigh. Hallie Raleigh, 32-22 as we were shaded, 38-34. That's her first bucket. And a reach-in foul catches Stoiter in the nose there. It's going to be on Alyssa Frondorfer poking at the ball. That's her first foul. Alyssa, all 9 of her points came in the first half of play. She has not scored here in the second half. And checking into the ball game will be Amber Meyer. Megan Callwhite out of the game. She has 4 fouls. 4 fouls for Melanie Strotman of Guardian Angels. Ortmeyer with 3, but all those were in the first half. Ortmeyer into the corner to Stoiter. 38-34 Blue Jays. First minute of the fourth quarter. Emily Kenobi to Strotman on the right wing. Guarded by Woleen. The man-to-man. Here's Kenobi to Ortmeyer. She'll try a 3. It is no good. And we have got a collision in the paint and a foul called. Rebound will go to Shariah Frondorfer. And the foul on Knee Warner. Oh, no, they call it on Shariah Frondorfer. Okay. Wipe the rebound out, and it's her third foul into Knee Warner, high post. Right side, Emily Kenobi. Lobs it back inside Ortmeyer. Scoop shot up and in. Abby Ortmeyer, well defended, but found a way to scoop that ball up and through the cylinder. 40-34. Guardian Angels leads it by 6. Meyer for Humphrey. Faces the hoop, gets it underneath. There's Frondorfer up and in, and she is fouled by Ortmeyer. That'll be her 4th. Very few post plays have scored for Humphrey, and they finally get it inside to Frondorfer, who answers right back. She's got 11. She's 4 of 4 at the line, and she'll try and finish it off here. And Ortmeyer checks out. Jenny Kenobi checks in. 6:42 here in the fourth. Her 4th foul. So how long can Coach Strachey keep her on the bench? Probably be directly correlated to how close Humphrey gets. Chance to cut it to 3, but the free throw no good, and boxing out the shooter is Melanie Strotman, her first rebound of the half, 6th of the game. And they'll hustle into the front court, keeping that 4-point lead. Humphrey hasn't been able to get any closer than that. Frondorfer diving all over, trying to get the steal, but Guardian Angels will keep possession of the basketball. Driving left side, putting it up, Kenobi can't get it to go. Rebound Alyssa Frondorfer, outlet pass right side to Woleen. Woleen stops and fires it over to the left side of the key to Raleigh. 15-foot jumper, no good. Was it tipped? Kenobi saves it in. There's a scramble for it on the floor, and it is picked up there by Knee Warner of Guardian Angels. 40-36. Guardian Angels still leading with 6 minutes to go in the game. Strotman nearly walked with the basketball, setting up for a three. All over it. The ball's knocked away. Sharia Frondorfer into the front court. Left-handed layup. Good. It's a two-point game. As close as Humphrey has been in the second half. A lead that was once 11 is down to two with 5:45 to go in the state championship. The first two have been dandies today. Big leads have evaporated in both finals. Emily Canobie off the right wing against Willeen. Hands it to Strotman. Tries the right baseline. She charges. A charge taken by Frondorfer, and Strotman has fouled out of the game. Melanie Strotman, good, strong move down the right baseline, but is called for the charge, and it sure looks like that's the right call on the replay. She'll finish with 5 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 block. And a timeout taken to discuss strategy by Guardian Angels. So Stroutman's fouled out. Ortmeyer's on the bench with 4. 5:33 to go in the game. Guardian Angels 40, Humphrey 38.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Welcome back to the state tournament, brought to you by Craig Weeches and Pioneer Seeds. As the ball is deflected, it goes out of bounds. I believe it's going to stay with, no, they're going to change it. They talk about it, decide where the ball was last touched. They're going to say off of Humphrey. So Humphrey didn't even get a chance to tie or take the lead on that possession. They turn it over for the 19th time. Guardian Angels has 14 in the basketball game. Front court with it. They'll try and force it inside to D. Warner. Double-teamed out to Canobie for the three, and Emily has it go in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Humphrey, and a foul called. Megan Callwhite with the rebound. They call it on Annie Niewarner. That's her third. And it is the sixth on Guardian Angels. Four have been called on Humphrey. Humphrey's only lead of the game was at 2-0. They could take the lead with a three-point bucket here. They're 3 of 9 in the game, 4 of 21 unofficially for Guardian Angels. As the ball's knocked away, we'll get a jump. The arrow points the way of the Blue Jays. So Humphrey turns it over again. 4:56 to go. Championship Saturday, game two. Guardian Angels has scored 4 points in the quarter. Humphrey has scored 6. 40-38 Blue Jays. Just under 5 minutes, and Alyssa Frondorfer playing a little too tight on Stutter will be called for her second foul. That's the fifth foul on Humphrey, and the Guardian Angel fans approve of that call. They've been trying to get some fouls called after a lot of fouls have been called on the big three for Guardian Angels. Stoiter tries to get it to Fisher and throws it out of bounds. Turnover number 15 on Guardian Angels. And the ball comes back over to Humphrey High for a fourth time, a chance to take the lead or tie. Into the game is Ellie Geyer. Gives it off to Frondorfer. Right baseline. Puts it up. A little contact. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Wallin puts it back up. It's no good. And it's going to be grabbed there underneath by Annie Niewarner. And then they travel trying to get the ball out. Maybe a little pressure getting to Guardian Angels. Again, remember, they may have a long legacy, but these girls have never been in the state finals. Now, volleyball, that's one thing. But basketball, they have not been in the state championship. Humphrey hasn't either. 40-38. in C1. Boone Central leads Shadron 13-9 in the C1 third place game after one. Ortmeyer, right-hand corner, tries to force her way down the baseline. Runs out of room, kicks it out to Geyer. Up top, Wallin for three in the lead, and she's got it. Alex Wallin, 17 in the game, and Humphrey leads 41-40. 4:10 to go in the state championship game. Timeout called, Guardian Angels. But there's still a lot of time to be played here in this D1 final. Humphrey 41, Guardian Angels 40. We're back in a minute. The state tournament brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center and Zeke Johnson of Channel C.
Loopers and Hoopers basketball. Hundreds of former men's and women's Division I, II, and III players. It's an entirely different kind of migration back to Hastings. $8 wristbands at the door for the entire weekend. And there's free or separate admissions for slam dunk and three-point competitions. And a players' party at the auditorium. Details at hastingschamber.com. March 16th through the 18th. Brought to you by the Hastings Chamber of Commerce. Text Whoopers to 90210 for event updates and specials. Whoopers to 90210.
Save time, save mileage with OneRocky.com. And get to the best Kearney area real estate listings first with OneRocky.com. OneRocky.com on your desktop, your laptop, your smartphone. Why wait to see a house? Look it up while you're on the go. OneRocky.com mobile. OneRocky.com, a service of Rocky Geyser Remax executives. OneRocky.com. And if you're thinking of selling, OneRocky.com.
The Devaney Center, Doug Duda with Jeff Babel, our producer engineer. Guardian Angels trailing to Kenobi for three. Emily cannot get it to go. Again, cold from the outside. Oh, crashing into the scorer's table is Sharia Frondorfer. The ball out of bounds. No, it's saved. And a timeout called Ellie Geyer. Ellie Geyer round down that loose basketball and called a timeout for Humphrey. They'll have one remaining, and it has to be a full-length timeout. 3:55 to go here in the state championship game, and Humphrey will have the lead and the ball for the first time today, 41-40 over the Blue Jays of Guardian Angels. We'll take another timeout and be right back.
It's Central Nebraska's largest bike show and swap meet. March 10th and 11th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Saturday 10 till 7 and Sunday 10 till 4. New and used motorcycles and parts. Jewelry, leather, fuel and food vendors and full bar. A tattoo contest. The Classic Hits 98.9 Fabulous Prize Machine on Saturday. This year's charity fundraiser is for the Kearney Volunteer Fire Department. Visit KearneyNebraskaBikeShow.com for full details.
It's game two of championship Saturday. The first one came virtually down to the last 30 seconds. This one is a one-point game in D1. Earlier, Minden fell to Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek won at 51-45 in C1. Here in D1, 3:55 to go. Humphrey 41 and West Point Central Catholic's Guardian Angels 40. And they have had trouble scoring here so far in the fourth quarter. And Humphrey has the ball. Long pass stolen away by Fisher. Tried to go over the top of that zone. And it's knocked away. Then it's dribbled off the foot in the front court. Knee Warner has it. They kick it over to Fisher. Down to Knee Warner again. Left-hand turnaround jumper off the glass. No good. Ellie Geyer's in there for the rebound for Humphrey. That's her first of the game to Frondorfer. So that wastes a little more time off the clock. Great crossover dribble. Frondorfer, pull-up jumper from six. Can't get it to go. People tripping over each other. The ball goes to Wallin. Her putback will not go. And finally, Guardian Angels has it. And it's going to be Emily Kenobi. Ortmeyer back in there with those four fouls. Was one of them on the ground. Got plenty of players with four. Ortmeyer, top of the key. Three is no good. If you're Guardian Angels, when do you quit shooting the three? Rebound to Sharia Frondorfer. They are 4 of 23 in the game, and they have not made any in the second half. They're 0 of 9 in the second half. Sharia Frondorfer, right corner, drives in, pulls up from 7, but in that zone it will not go. Two short little jumpers that did not go for Humphrey, and they cannot take advantage of having a basketball. Rebound to Emily Kenobi. 2:35 to go. 41-40, Humphrey with the lead. Right-hand corner is Haley Stoiter, and then a foul out front. Ortmeyer came to get the ball, and a big collision sends her to the floor. The foul will be on Sharia Frondorfer. Frondorfer with her fourth foul. And checking into the ball game, Amber Meyer, but checking out is Callwhite. She's got four. Shreya Frondorfer has four. Abby Ortmeier has four for Guardian Angels, and Melanie Strotman has already fouled out. 41-40, they try to lob it into Ortmeier. They overthrow her. The steal is made. Coming out of there with it is Alyssa Frondorfer. They double-team her, make her give the ball off. But it quickly, she gets it to Wallin and takes it right back. Off the screen, free throw line jumper. It's short. Offensive rebound by Meyer. Kick it back out to Frondorfer. Over to Wallin, and we got a foul. And both teams are now in the bonus. Foul up on the top of the key. Emily Kenobi with her third. And at the line will be Alyssa Frondorfer. She's 4 of 5. Hit 4 in the second quarter. Missed one earlier in this quarter. 41-40 Humphrey. It's been that way for a while now. 2:05 to go in the game. Free throw up. Free throw good. And now a chance for Humphrey to take their biggest lead of the contest. 42-40. 2:05 to go. Neither team blitzing the nets tonight. 32% for Humphrey, 30% for Guardian Angels. Second free throw good. Frondorfer hits it. Humphrey 43, Guardian Angels 40. 2 minutes to go in the state championship. Stoiter across the timeline with it. Picks her dribble up, needs some help. Throws it to Ortmeier. And a foul is going to be called, and Shreya Frondorfer just fouled out of the game for Humphrey High. And Ortmeier will go to the line for the 1-1. There was such a scramble for that ball that all 10 players were outside the top of the key. And the Blue Jays are trying to attack underneath. And Shreya Frondorfer, the senior, has just played her last second of high school basketball. 5 points, 7 rebounds. Fouls out with 1:53 to go. And Ortmeier at the line now. She's 2 of 4. Free throw good. 9 points for Ortmeier, well below her season average of 15. In the opening game on Thursday, she had 22 points and 10 boards against Amherst. Second free throw now for Ortmeier. It's on the way, and that one is no good. The rebound comes down to Amber Meyer of Humphrey. 1:50 to go. Frondorfer gets it to Wallin, who dribbles across center court. And now Humphrey tries to play a little keep away, or will they attack? Still a lot of time to go. 1:40 to go. Both teams in the 1-1. If there's a jump ball, it'll go to Humphrey. Humphrey, one timeout remaining. Guardian Angels, 2. 43-41 Humphrey. Frondorfer comes into the lane, and Emily Kenobi tries to strip it away, gets the foul. She knocked the ball away, but committed the foul. And that's the fourth on Emily Kenobi. So we've had plenty of fouls stacked up on numerous players, and Megan Callwhite has four. She'll come in for Humphrey. Amber Meyer checks out. Frondorfer goes back to the line. 1-1 here to try and make it a two-possession game. And the free throw is on the way, and it is too strong, no good. Rebound comes down to Knee Warner. Everybody went after that. Knee Warner's fourth. Gets it out to Kenobi. Minute 25 to go. Guardian Angels down by 2. They've scored 1 point in about 5 minutes here. Knee Warner up top, goes left side to Fisher. Tries to get it in to Ortmeier, and they'll call the reach-in on Ellie Geyer. So Ortmeier goes back to the line. The foul on Geyer will be her third. Each team with 8 fouls here in the third or in the second half. Abby Ortmeier, she's been 1 of 2 at the line every single time. So 3 of 6, 9 points, 5 boards. 1:15 to go, down by 2. Free throw up, free throw good. 43-42 Humphrey, 1:15 to go. Second free throw now coming up. Meyer, the lefty, puts it on the way, and it's good. We are all tied with 1:15 to go in the D1 state title game, 43-43. Full court pressure on. Raleigh gets it up to the front court to Frondorfer, 2-on-2, takes it right at Knee Warner. Oh, a charge called. Knee Warner gets the charge. Humphrey can't believe it. A charge on Frondorfer is her third. And I doubt that we're going to get a chance to see a replay. That did not look like the right call. But Guardian Angels, yeah, that is not the right call. Knee Warner slid right underneath her. And now Guardian Angels has the ball with a minute to go. We're all tied. Nobi on the right wing. Up top to Ortmeier, to Fisher in the left-hand corner. Deuter back up top. Niewoehner lob it into Ortmeier. She might have walked. No, a foul. No, a travel. One official called a foul. One called a walk. The walk is called. And the ball will come back over to Humphrey. 48 seconds to go. It's coming down to the wire again here in D1. 43-43. Full court pressure. Geyer off the inbounds, gets it back to her, to Frondorfer. Outlet pass, they overthrew Raleigh, and it's stolen away. Stoiter's there, and now Guardian Angels gets another chance. 35 seconds to go. Underneath Niewoehner, jumper no good. Foul called on Ellie Geyer, her fourth. 33 seconds remaining. Two free throws coming up here for the Blue Jays. And at the line will be Annie Niewoehner. She's 2 of 2. Those came back in the first quarter. And a timeout called by Humphrey. That's their last one. So Coach Marty Mosier may be trying to freeze the shooter, but that leaves him without a timeout. We'll take a break and be back after this. You're listening to the state tournament brought to you in part by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth.
Got something on your mind?
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait?
You guys stink.
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for it.
To the Dan Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Danny at ESPNSuperstation.com. 2011 and beyond.
Halftime in C1. It is Boone Central 28, Chadron 14. Papillion La Vista South and Bellevue East in the third place game in A were tied at 12 at the end of the first quarter. Earlier today, Sandy Creek beat Minden to the C1 final 51-45, and here the D1 final, 33 seconds remaining. It is Humphrey and Guardian Angels Central Catholic tied at 43, but at the line to shoot two free throws, Annie Niewoehner. As they are in the double bonus, Humphrey just committed the foul and then called their final timeout. Niewoehner, 2 of 2, has 8 points, 4 boards, and the free throw is up, and it's in and out, no good. So whether she makes it or she misses and Humphrey gets the rebound, Humphrey's going to get a chance to win. But they've turned it over their last two possessions. Second free throw up, and it is good. Niewoehner has given Guardian Angels the lead, 44-43. Pressure is on. Geyer trying to get the ball in. It's tipped. Wallin has it. They don't have a timeout. The ball's stolen away. They give it to Kenobi. The layup is missed. And a foul underneath called on Humphrey. Burning that timeout just cost Humphrey a possession there because they had no way to do anything when it got into Alex Wallin. So now Stoiter goes to the line. And all of a sudden, Humphrey can't find a way to get the ball up the floor. The free throw is up and no good. Still 25 seconds to go in this game. But Humphrey's got to get the ball into the front court, a place they haven't been in a while. Second free throw, Stoiter on the way. It's good. It's a two-point game, 45-43. They get the ball in again. Geyer is immediately trapped. There's a collision on the screen. And a foul called on Humphrey setting the screen. And the ball will go back over to Guardian Angels. Getting a couple calls here. Two free throws for Stoiter, who was run over. Yeah, it's not going to be free throws. There shouldn't be free throws on that. They should take it out of bounds. Unfortunately, they're going to have to foul anyway, so unless they steal the inbounds pass. But what defense by Guardian Angels here in the last 30 seconds. Fisher to throw it in the front court, and gets it into Ortmeier, and she is fouled. And that's going to be it for Megan Callwhite. And she is fouled out of the game with 2 points and 6 rebounds. She is the second Humphrey player to foul out. Frondorfer fouled out at the 153 mark. She'll foul out with 19 seconds to go. Melanie Strotman fouled out for Central Catholic with 5:33 to go. And coming in will be Amber Meyer. But Humphrey has watched the lead disintegrate without them even getting a shot. And now Abby Ortmeier at the line could maybe put it away with two free throws. The first one is on the way, and it is in. It is a three-point game. Sandy Creek scored the final seven in C1, and Guardian Angels has scored six in a row here in D1. And remember, Humphrey's out of timeout, so if she hits this one, they can't stop the clock. Second free throw is good. And a timeout will be called by Guardian Angels. With 19 seconds remaining in the D1 state title, Guardian Angels 47, Humphrey 43. We're back after this on ESPN Radio.
To the casual observer, it's only six high school basketball games.
3 seconds, 2 seconds.
But to the fans, winning state is epic. And to the 12 teams and their schools, memories. It'll last a lifetime.
Backcourt cuts to the near sideline. There's a shot thrown up there. It's so good.
Enjoy a full day of champions as, again, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 is the only start-to-finish coverage on Championship Saturday. And the boys are back in town Saturday, March 10th.
It's just the second of six championship games here on ESPN Radio. Sandy Creek wins the first one over Minden, 51-45. West Point Central Catholic Guardian Angels is 19 seconds away from taking D1. Beatrice and Seward coming your way next at about 1:15. That'll be followed by the C2 final. Lutheran High Northeastern Crofton at 4:30. The A final at 6:30. Omaha Central and Lincoln Southeast, and the D2 final, which could be a great one at 8:30. Howells won D1 last year. Why not won D2 last year? And they face off at the D2 final. Here, Humphrey has the ball, but trails by four with 19 seconds and no timeouts, and they have turned it over three straight possessions. They get it into Frondorfer. They try to clear some space for her. Alyssa up the floor. They just kind of let her go. She stops. She fires the eight-footer. It is no good. The rebound is Central Catholic. And this game's over. Fisher gets the rebound. They were going to let Frondorfer go all the way. They just kind of stood and didn't move. She elected to pull up from 8 feet instead of taking it in for the layup. It did not go. And now there's just 10.5 seconds left. And again, not having a timeout. Even if Humphrey scores, there will be less than 5 seconds, and the Blue Jays will not have to take it out. Fisher's free throw is no good. But it's a double bonus, so she'll get the second one. Stay tuned for the Misco Sports postgame show with the final stats coming your way here on ESPN Radio. So the two games are going to end similarly here today. Second free throw, it's good. Fisher gets one of two. It's 48-43 into Frondorfer. Frondorfer gets to midcourt, fires it down the floor. Wallin takes the jumper. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Kenobi. A foul called with 2 seconds remaining. And the Guardian Angel fans now come to their feet to begin to celebrate. Humphrey had a 43-40 lead and never scored again. And the final score will be determined here by Emily Kenobi, who has not been to the line. 2.2 seconds remaining. And just like in the first game, as the first free throw is on the way and no good, Minden came back from an 11-point deficit, took a 1-point lead. Sandy Creek scored the final seven. Here, Humphrey comes back from an 11-point deficit, takes a 3-point lead, and West Point Guardian Angels free throw is up and in, and they score the last nine. And the long pass down to Wallin. Her three at the buzzer is no good, and Guardian Angels has won their fifth state championship in school history. 49-43. Over the Humphrey Bulldogs, making their first ever trip to the state finals. What a couple of games here so far this morning at the Devaney Center on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We will come back with the final stats and recap our second game of the day on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. It's coming your way right after this timeout. The Girls State Tournament is brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer.
The big dance is about to get bigger around these parts.
Harris for three.
Cunningham Journal, Bud Light, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation bring you the 50K. That's right, the $50,000 bracketology contest for the 2012 NCAA tournament.
Another dribble into a three, and he rattles that one home.
details upcoming, but suffice it to say, if you think you know buckets, bring it on. In fact, bring it online. Registration coming soon. Brackets open after the Selection Sunday show.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports has served the Kearney area for more than 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. Schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area will have the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions or get ready for putting your baseball and softball orders for the spring and summer, you can contact them at their main office, 308-728-5261. Final score, Guardian Angels Central Catholic out of West Point winning the fifth state title in school history as they score the final 9 points to defeat Humphrey 49-43. We'll take a look at the final numbers here and pass those along to you unofficially. Here's what I had for Humphrey. Ellie Geyer, 1.1 rebound. Alyssa Frondorfer held to half of her normal scoring. She scored just 13 points. She averages just under 26 a game. She had 7 rebounds and a block. Alex Wallin led the team with 17 points, 7 rebounds and a block. Haley Raleigh, 3 points and a rebound. Sharia Frondorfer, 5 points, 7 rebounds. Amber Meyer, 2 points, 5 rebounds, and Megan Callwhite, 2 points, 6 rebounds. 18 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 8 of 10 in the first half, but just 3 of 8 in the second half for Humphrey from the line. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half and 3 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 13 in the first half and 10 in the second half. 21 points in the first half, 22 in the second half, and the Bulldogs finish with 43 points, 34 rebounds. 11 out of 18 at the free throw line. 4 of 11 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 23 turnovers. Humphrey will end the season at 23-5, and boy, were they balanced today. 10 in the first, 11 in the second, 11 in the third, and 11 in the fourth, but they needed a few more here this afternoon. We'll take a break and look at the numbers for Guardian Angels right after this on the Misco Sports Post Game Show.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show as Humphrey, state runner-up for the first time in school history. We've looked at their numbers, so let's look at the Guardian Angel numbers. What I had here for the Blue Jays, Emily Kenobi, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Jordan Hagedorn had a block. Melanie Strotman, 5 points, 6 rebounds and a block. Haley Stoiter, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Jamie Petz, 2 points and a rebound. Jenny Kenobi, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Annie Niewarner, 9 points, 4 rebounds. Abby Ortmeier scored 7 of the fourth quarter and ended up leading her team in scoring with 13 points, had 5 rebounds. And Krista Fisher, 7 points and 4 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 10 in the first half, 11 of 16 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Guardian Angels, 4 of 14 in the first half, 0 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half and 9 more in the second half of play. Guardian Angels had 24 points at halftime, 25 in the second half. They scored the final 9 points of the game and finished with 49 points, 28 rebounds, 17 out of 26 from the free throw line, 4 of 23 from 3-point land, 2 block shots and 18 turnovers, and Guardian Angels the fifth state championship in school history, the first since 2005. All of those were in C2. They win the D1 title to go to 21-7 with a 49-43 win over Humphrey. We'll take the final break and be back with more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Well, this game was about as close as it could be. Both teams made 14 buckets, and Guardian Angels shot one more time. They were 14 of 47. Humphrey was 14 of 46. Free throw shooting, Guardian Angels 17 of 26. Humphrey 11 of 18. But rarely do you see a team shoot less than 30% like Guardian Angels at 29.8 and win a state title. But that was indeed the case here this afternoon. Humphrey, 30.4% with the one less shot attempt. And they fall and end the season at 23-5. Guardian Angels goes to 21-7. A couple of other updates here for you from consolation games. At halftime in Class A, it is Papillion-La Vista South 30 and Bellevue East 19. Boone Central was taking care of Shadron the last time we checked going into the third quarter of play. They were up 28-14 at halftime, and they're currently playing in the third quarter. Earlier today in the consolation games, in Class B, Gretna beat Norris 51-50, and in C2, it was Pender over North Platte St. Pat's 66-58. Still to go in the consolations at 2 o'clock in D1. Friend in Hitchcock County at Lincoln Southwest. Howells and Why Not will play, Lindsayoli Family in Elkhorn Valley will play the 2 o'clock third place game at Lincoln Southeast. Again, in the first game of the day, very similar to the way this one ended. Sandy Creek got the lead in the second quarter after a tied first quarter, got up by as many as 11, and held that lead in the third quarter before Minden rallied to take the lead in the fourth quarter, only to see Sandy Creek score the final 7 points of the game and win it 51-45. Michaela Shaw, 18 points, and so she finishes with 66 points in the state tournament, 25, 23, and 18 in her state tournament run. 28, 25, and 18, so that's 50. She gets 71 points in three state tournament games, and Ashley Harms finishes with 18 for Minden. Hallie Bauer, 17 points. Jamie Kissinger, 10 points, 12 rebounds, and Brooke Kissinger had 10. Both teams end the season at 22-3. And here in this contest, it was Guardian Angels leading virtually the whole way. They were up 8 early in this basketball game at 11-3. They eventually took that out to an 11-point lead in the third quarter. Humphrey came all the way back, took a 43-40 lead with just over 2.5 minutes to go, and never scored again as the Blue Jays scored the final 9 points to win it 49-43. Abby Ortmeyer led a balanced scoring attack. 8 players scored. She had 13. Humphrey was led by Alex Willeen with 17 points, 7 rebounds, and Alyssa Frondorfer, 13 points and 7 rebounds. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, taking care of the teams, schools, clubs, and organizations as they have for the last 40 years, getting you ready for the upcoming baseball, softball, and spring sports season at Misco's Sports. That's going to wrap up my girls' basketball coverage for the year. Mike will be in next with our next two games. Class B, Beatrice and Seward will tip off here at about 1:15. Then at 4:30, he'll have the C2 final between Crofton and Lutheran High Northeast. Then Randy Bushcutter tonight will bring you the Class A final between Omaha Central and Lincoln Southeast at 6:30 in A. And the two defending state champions, Howells and Why Not, will play for the D2 final tonight at 8:30. Next week, plenty of boys' coverage. Ravenna, Minden, Loomis, and Overton on Classic Hits 98.9. Giltner on the Breeze 94.5. And again, all six championship games today and next Saturday right here on ESPN Radio. For our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Let's give you one further update on the Huskers. Minnesota leads at 54-45 over the Husker men with 11:40 to go in the game. That game is currently on the breeze, 94.5 FM. The Husker women will play this afternoon at 4 o'clock against Ohio State. Again, the final, Guardian Angels, your D1 champion, 49-43 over Humphrey. Keep it here on ESPN for more state tournament basketball. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.